Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. The whale capper Drew Dinsick joins us in 20 minutes. We'll talk NFL Week 12. Wow. That happened pretty fast. Thanksgiving's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Happened pretty fast, right?
Gobble, gobble. Yeah, man.
How about this?
Flown by.
So we go to, on Thanksgiving, we go to my mom's house and we hang out with like my family, my mom and my sister, whatever, my sister's family. So this year, my mother-in-law is not cooking Thanksgiving dinner, but she like loves to cook. When I left the house this morning to come here, she was making stuffing. So when I get home from the show today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I call people fat slobs sometimes on the show, which I'm saying for comedic effect, but honestly, like I'm getting there where I'm going to be a fat slob at some point soon here. I got to get my ass
Thursday
on the Peloton. Yeah.
See me next Thursday.
Okay.
I'm going to be a fat slob. Oh,
yeah. You know, I'm trying to decide, and I don't even know if I'm going to have time to do it, but I do this every Thanksgiving where we were talking off air, like I love Instagram. Because like my algorithm is basically like all the things that I really like, right? So it's like video games and sports trivia and like food in New York City, like stuff that I see or my wife sees. We send it to each other. I'd like to go try this place, whatever. So I'm trying to decide. I want to get like a pie or a cake from somewhere special and bring it for Thanksgiving. And I think I've decided between one of two things. Number one, there's this great Italian bakery in downtown Manhattan called Venerio's that has an Italian cheesecake, Femi, that'll blow your socks off. I'm not an American cheesecake guy, which is made with cream cheese. The Italian cream cheese is made with ricotta, or as I say here in America, ricotta. It's creamier. Gotcha. It's not as heavy. It's delicious. It's light, delicious.
I do like a heavy cream cheese, though.
Well, yeah. So listen, there's nothing. Look, like. It's all like beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I'm not saying like American New York style cheesecake is bad. I just don't like it. Doesn't mean the other people can't like it. And there's this bakery in Brooklyn called, I think it's called 420 Blackbirds, that has this like brown butter. I think it's brown butter pecan pie. And oh my God, it's unbelievable. So I have to decide which one I want to get. I don't know how it got to this, like how this conversation came up, but there it is.
It was week 12. That's how we got here. It honestly is like Peloton season. Like that is like, because Thanksgiving's coming up and you're going to blink. It's going to be Christmas, and Christmas is even more eating and more drinking and all that stuff. Yeah. Like these next 6 weeks till 2026, critical. Resolutions should start now. It shouldn't start on January.
That's not how it's going to go. That's not because.
Yeah, but like
every year, gotta hold yourself every year, I can't be the only one that has this, right? Every year I have this conversation with myself where you have to just like, are you letting go of the rope? Like, are you just going ham? Like from now until like December 26th or December 27th or the New Year's Day. And that doesn't mean that you have to eat like a fat slob every day. But look, like I'll be honest, right? On Friday night last week, I went home and ate like a metric ton of Chinese food. And I even ordered, like, I did the thing where I said, my wife's like, hey, what do you want? I said, steamed chicken and broccoli sauce on the side. And that's what they got for me. And then, like, everyone else got, like, three pepper chicken and lo mein and fried rice. And guess what I ate when I went home? Not the chicken and broccoli. Everything else. Then on Saturday, we went to, like, this Christmas farm. Do you think they serve healthy food on the Christmas farm? Or am I eating cookies and drinking hot chocolate and having a hamburger and french fries? Dude, it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat stuffing when I go home tonight. It's Tuesday, November 18th. I'm a fat pig. And I have to take this goddamn Invisalign out. I'm spitting all over the place. Can someone, I put them in before the segment. Like, I can't do this. Can you take me off camera, please, Mike? I can't.
Keep him on camera.
No, I'm taking them off. I'll take them off on camera. Here. There you go.
Keep them on camera, Mike. There we are.
There we go. Look, they're off. I'm not wearing them.
There we go.
I can't wear them.
This past Friday, we ordered pizza because like we're just like, what do we want to eat?
Bill's, hold on real quick. Bill's right. He goes, it was different when I put them in. I sound like I have a lisp, which is like nothing wrong with that, but like I don't have one.
No. Yeah, it's like it's not your normal. Yeah, but you're doing it for your you want to get the grill right. Yeah, that's why you're doing it.
I'm almost done. I think I have 2 weeks left, and then I get two crowns put in. Oh, I'm going. Yeah. I'm gonna put them back in as soon as we're off the air. But I'm getting two crowns put in. Have I ever told the story? We'll get to college football in a second. Did I ever tell the story about how I got as I have a chipped tooth? Did I ever tell the story on air about how it happened? I think I had to have at some point in the history of the show.
I was gonna say, I'm not so sure. Well, tell it again, because I don't remember.
Okay. Is Bill Zimmerman here? Bill, I need you on the air here for a second. I need to ask a question before I tell the story.
What's up, Nicholas?
He's typing in the chat. Okay, Bill is okay. Thank you. Bill, is it fair to say that Rangers Devils, Game 7, 1994, Eastern Conference Final, the Stephane Matteau game, Matteau, how he rose with the call Matteau, on MSG.
Yep. Howie's call, yep.
Yes. I just did it, and I said it was Howie Rose. I said, Matteau, Howie Rose on the call. Bill responded with, Matteau, Howie on the call.
We're off to a good start.
Is it safe to say, Bill, is that one of the most famous hockey games of the last 30 years? Or am I letting my New York bias get away from me a little bit?
I mean, I'm not the best person to ask with hockey history, but it's got to be up there. It has to be, especially with the call and that's become an iconic call in hockey. You hear it on like classic when they replay stuff. So I would think it's up there. I'm not going to be sitting there and be able to have a top 10 list for you, but it's definitely a recognizable game.
What would you say number one is, Femi? Like the most.
The biggest hockey?
look, like we're all sports fans. Like I'm not watching the hockey regular season, but like we all watch the playoffs.
I guess to me it would be the one that I resonate with the most is like was it the Bruins and the Canucks, the game seven? Yeah, when they
won. Well, the Bruins destroyed them in the game in like the city of Vancouver, like they rioted.
That's the only reason why I remember
game.
That. Yeah. Yeah, because my college was like 90 minutes from Vancouver, so it was like a big deal, and everyone was talking about that. But hockey historian, no, that is, I mean, when the Panthers beat the Oilers a couple of years ago, that was pretty historic for me. But yeah, I'm not going to give it to you for hockey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So anyway, Game 7, 1994, Eastern Conference Final. Rangers beat the Devils. They were down 3-2 in the series. Messier makes the guarantee prior to Game 6. He scores a hat-trick in the game. They win Game 6 in Jersey, and then they win Game 7 in the Garden to go to the... And then they beat the Canucks in 7 to win their first Stanley Cup since 1940. They haven't won it since. But anyway, my parents went to Game 7, like the Matteau game. And they got a babysitter for me. I don't remember her name, but like she like babysat me a couple times, whatever. And my sister, I guess, was there too, although she's like not in my memory for the story. And we were playing hockey, not like actual hockey. Like we lived in like a small apartment on Northern Boulevard in Queens. But I remember like I had like a hockey net and like a Nerf basketball hoop. And I used to like, I created like entire seasons and created teams. And I like kept track of everything. I was like a psychopath with sports. And my babysitter hit me in the mouth, and it didn't hurt at all. Like, it just hit my tooth and chipped my tooth that night while my parents were at Game 7, Rangers-Devils, the Matteau game. And I never got it fixed. I have, like, goosebumps right now. In 3 weeks, I'm getting it fixed. How about
31
that?
Years later.
Hell 31 yeah. years later.
Did she ever babysit you after that? Like, were your parents upset? Because that's more so like,
I don't,
hey, like, we
I
come home
think
from the game.
So.
Great. Our son has a chipped tooth. What the hell happened?
Because I wasn't upset. Like, it didn't hurt. Like, it actually, like, didn't hurt at all.
Yeah. Okay, I could see. So, like, I mean, I guess that's usually when parents get upset is, like, the kid's crying or the kid is upset.
I think her name was Lisa. I'm gonna ask my mom. I'll text my mom.
Lisa, who I'm assuming was like probably like what a teenager or early 20 something or whatever.
All right, I'm going to voice text my mom. Are you ready? What was the name of the babysitter that hit me in the mouth with a hockey stick and chipped my tooth? ? All right, so we'll see what she says. Hopefully she's like, has her phone by her. She'll get back to me. Yeah, I do it all the time.
Do you have the enlarged font? Like, are you?
No, like not that old, okay. Man. Like my eyesight's really good, actually.
Hey, man, you're yelling into your voice.
Yeah, and I do it in public. Like, it's really like, honestly, like I was saying yesterday, how like some people need to get punched in the face. Like, you could make the case that I need to get punched in the face. Honestly,
no,
I'll be honestly, in public but, doing it and people no. look at me and I'm just like, I don't even really care. Honestly, I should. No, it's kind of embarrassing.
Voice to text is whatever. The speakerphone people, but we've talked about that in the past. Like, those are the people that
I don't
do. Yeah, like those are the people where I'm like, bro, like you're violating the person's privacy who you're on the phone with. They could be saying who knows what. And now here I am at the grocery store hearing them. Yeah, that just boils my blood.
What were we going to talk about? But what? Oh, yes, that's where we were going with this. Okay, you bet on this Tuesday. Okay, so Champions Classic tonight. the nightcap. We'll do it at the end of the show. I'm actually not going to bet the game. It's Duke, Kansas. Kansas is Darren Peterson, who's maybe the best of all the fabulous freshmen in the country. He's out with a hamstring strain, is going to be out for a little bit for Kansas. And Kansas, like, isn't, this is not like a great year for Kansas, which doesn't mean they can't win the Natty. Just like they can't really survive against good teams without Peterson. The betting market tells you that. Duke's 11.5 point favorite in the game at Madison Square Garden. We'll do that at the end of the show. I know Femi's betting the game. I'm not. I'm not betting Duke and Kansas. But I do want to bet Kentucky, Michigan State, and Femi. That game tips in 20 minutes at Madison Square Garden. So Kentucky, like, not a great start to the season for them. Remember last week they lost to Louisville. Otega Owe, the SEC preseason player of the year, he has not gotten going yet this season and was not good against Louisville. And in typical, like, Tom Izzo Michigan State fashion, they are, like, undermanned and out-talented against John Calipari's Arkansas and win that game. And now Michigan State's the 17th-ranked team in the country, and they have been getting bet Femi steadily over the course of the day. I think this was 5.5 late last night and this morning. 4.5 for most of the day. We are now down to Kentucky, a 3.5-point favorite. The game tips in 17 minutes, 152.5. How are you betting Kentucky and Michigan State, if at all?
Yeah, I think we're going to end up on the same side here. I'm rocking with Kentucky. I'll lay the 3.5 with Kentucky. Like, Kentucky is actually a really good defensive team this year. And, like, the exhibition stuff that they did in the preseason was really, really strong. Obviously, they beat Purdue, and we already see Purdue as, like, one of the best teams. They went to Alabama last week and beat the Tide. I think Kentucky gets right here on a neutral floor. I know it's tempting to bet Izzo early season, Madison Square Garden. We've seen them have a lot of success here, but Mark Pope has this Kentucky team playing, I think, at another level this year, and that's going to start tonight when they take down Michigan State. I like the Kentucky Wildcats laying the 3.5.
I like Kentucky also. Like, Michigan State's going to try and, like, slow the game down, obviously, against Kentucky, and maybe they can do it. This feels Pope's like a such a great... He is a good, and it feels like a great Kentucky spot, right? Yeah. Where Kentucky lose, like, their big, like, public data point is losing to Louisville, and Michigan State's big public data point is obviously is beating Arkansas. I'm going to bet Kentucky here and feel really good about it. I'm going to lay the 3.5 also with the Wildcats, Femi. This game starts in 20 minutes. If you want to fade us, go for it. Bet Michigan State. You'll be with the rest of the world on Sparty. That game tips 20 minutes from now. We didn't get to do a ton of college football. We'll do a lot of it tomorrow. Do you have, like, a favorite bet on Saturday in college football to hit us with?
I think my favorite bet is Georgia Tech laying the 2.5 against Pitt.
I think I might be on the other side.
It feels like it could be, like, I don't want to say a trap or whatever, since Pitt's coming off a blowout loss. I just think that this, like, in these close games, the coaching matchup has to be a big deal. And like, Key is a better coach than Narduzzi. I think, like, Narduzzi's a great defensive coach, but I think Key, with the better quarterback, the more experienced team, I think Georgia Tech at home, knowing what's at stake with the ACC title game on the line, I'll lay it under a field goal with the Yellow Jackets. I like Georgia Tech.
I think I'm going to get there with Pitt, but I would like to try and get 3 with the game against Georgia Tech. I'll give you a couple quick ones here. I said last week, I almost, like, don't even care what the number is. Michigan's getting bet right now against Maryland. Maybe we see 14 here. It's 13.5 is the number juiced towards the Wolverines. I'm going to bet Maryland plus the points. The look-ahead spot of all look-ahead spots with Ohio State on deck next week. And is Bo Prabula going to play for Missouri on Saturday? It feels like he might.
Is. Oh, you... When wasn't that authentic?
Missouri plus the points... Missouri money line on Saturday in Norman against Oklahoma. On the other side, bets for NFL Week 12 with our good buddy, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.